Florida's Bright Futures program handed out its first scholarships to students entering college back in 1997. Funding for the program used to be $429 million a year. That is, until the Great Recession came along. By 2018, it's estimated Bright Futures will only pay for just over $180 million in scholarships. John O'Connor with State Impact Florida reports on how the new rules for Bright Futures are changing college plans for many students in Florida.
Jake Seiler wanted the traditional four-year experience while studying finance at the University of South Florida.
The community, those late nights in your dorm, those basketball games and football games you can be cheering for your favorite team in like face paint and everything. Fraternity parties, I'm not going to lie.
Jake got the highest SAT scores in the house, 1,100. But this year, it wasn't enough to earn the most common Bright Futures scholarship his older sister got last year. That's because lawmakers raised minimum requirements the last 3 years. 2014 high school graduates have to score 150 points higher on the SAT than those who graduated last year. On the ACT, the required score increased to 26 from 22. Seiler knew the changes were coming, but
when I found out that I made the scores that were available last year and it wasn't this year, I was very confused. It's like, I'm sorry I was born the wrong year for that to happen, you know?
So instead of the University of South Florida, Seiler enrolled at Palm Beach State College at the start of summer. He's putting in 50 hours most weeks, taking classes and working part-time at Chipotle restaurant. He plans to earn his two-year degree in 1 year and then finish his final 2 years at USF. While Seiler is motivated to finish college, not every student is. Senate Education Committee Chairman John Legg says research shows students with SAT and ACT scores at the lower end of the Bright Futures requirements were less likely to complete college.
So what we wanted to do is to have a realignment, if you will, of Bright Futures to make it just what it was intended for, our best and brightest.
He's worried low requirements mean wasted tax dollars. State data shows students renew about 70% of the most common Bright Futures scholarships each year. Critics say the cuts are all about cost. Bright Futures paid $429 million in 2009. State estimates say the program will cost just $180 million by 2018. Bright Futures continues to shrink even as the state budget grows. Legg disagrees.
In my view, it's not a decision driven by money.
But with less money to go around, the U.S. Department of Education is reviewing Bright Futures. The agency is investigating whether the testing requirements result in racial discrimination. The Florida College Access Network estimates the new requirements exclude a higher percentage of Black and Hispanic students than white or Asian students. Others ask if the new requirements favor wealthier students.
We know that academic achievement is positively related to family income.
That's University of Pennsylvania education professor Laura Perna. She studies college access and affordability, including state-funded financial aid programs such as Bright Futures. She says merit-based programs such as Bright Futures have easy-to-understand rules. They also entice high school graduates to stay in-state for college. But raising requirements because of concerns students are dropping out can become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It seems like this decision to award financial aid based on those who will succeed is simply aid that's designed to reward already high-achieving students.
Legg says lawmakers want to add more needs-based college aid, but Bright Futures isn't the place for it. Seiler says the changes to Bright Futures don't feel fair, but he's accepted his choice to attend Palm Beach State College.
Literally, it's going to pay off. I feel proud of it now. I used to be very ashamed to say I'm going to a local university. I'm saving my parents' money, and I'm getting a good education, and I'm going to be at the same university you are. I'm graduating a year ahead of you, and I feel proud of that.
He says it's the first lesson for his finance degree. I'm John O'Connor in Miami.
You can take a closer look at that report by the Florida College Access Network and see other important stories about education in Florida and how it affects you from State Impact Florida at WUSFnews.org.